The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for a political breakfast. Florida is our neighbor, but the Sunshine State may not open the front door for everyone. That's according to the NAACP. The Civil Rights Organization issued a formal travel advisory calling the state openly hostile to minorities and LGBTQ individuals. NAACP President Derek Johnson cites Governor Ron DeSantis' aggressive attempts to erase Black history and to restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in Florida schools. Here he is on MSNBC.
If we don't stop this trend now, we will not have an American that's recognizable 5 years from now.
All this as DeSantis is set to launch his 2024 presidential campaign today. Strategist Brian Robinson is here this morning, and so is Theron Johnson. Good morning and welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to have you both back again. Glad to have you here, and a lot's happening. What is your reaction to that? What's going on in Florida and Ron DeSantis? Theron, I'll begin with you.
Well, Lisa, this has been going on for some time. The Republicans in the Florida state legislature and pretty much Florida government, specifically Governor DeSantis, has really created a hostile environment to Black people in almost record time. You know, this is sort of an extension of their war on wokeness. And this gives Governor DeSantis a platform to run for president, which you mentioned he's announcing today. But the laws now in place in Florida directly contradict reality. And in some cases, flat out ignored. The people in Florida, particularly Governor DeSantis supporters, pretend like there aren't deep structural inequalities everywhere in this country, but particularly in Florida. And so this is all combined to create this culture of us versus them, which is why this advisory had to be issued by the NAACP. Lastly, I'll say this, Lisa. This is not just an attack, what we're seeing from Governor DeSantis and people in the Florida government, just on Black people, but it's a huge attack on immigrants, the LGBTQ community, and others. And so I think that this is a big issue that the NAACP had to bring some light to, and I think people should pay very, very close attention of the divisiveness and the laws that are being created in Florida right now.
Brian, your reaction when you heard this was happening?
I see it as a bit of a gift to Ron DeSantis as he begins his presidential campaign. You know, so many Republican voters want to see a fighter, somebody who sticks it to the left. And this just proves that he gets under their skin and that he's standing up against the orthodoxy of political identity politics. And that's a pretty strong message in Republican primaries right now. The reason why they made this a travel advisory and not a boycott of Florida, which is what the left has tried to do in other states, including in Georgia, after our voting law was passed, is because no one's going to listen to it. Because there's going to be metrics that show that nothing's happened to Florida's economy. Because consumers from other states aren't going to listen to this. They don't believe that Florida is a hostile environment to Black people. However many Black folks went to Disney World last year will probably go this year, maybe even more. So it's not going to make a difference. This is about a political organization making a political statement, and it's not going to hurt the target of its ire.
Theron, do you think this can backfire in any way?
Not at all. And I think the fact that, you know, this is a go-to Republican point here. You know, every time they want to go to the economy. And, yeah, I mean, you know, Disney World, is also having their issues. But Lisa, we don't have enough time on this live broadcast to talk about how Governor DeSantis has targeted Disney World. But I think the thing that my good friend Brian is missing here is that this is an advisory. This is a long organization, the NAACP, which he has complimented in the past. He also complimented when he talked about how they came together to put a statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. For his former boss, Nathan Deal. But this is nothing but Republicans trying to basically take away a distraction from the main point here. I mean, Governor DeSantis, Lisa, this is just breaking news. I'm not making this up. I mean, I'm back. I'm fired up. They just basically, a school system in Florida just banned the poem. And you may remember this, a woman, Amanda Gorman, who gave the very, very elegant, very, very famous poem during the Biden administration. Now, her poem is being banned from elementary schools in Florida because one parent's objection about the language in the poem. And so I can go on and on and on about different things that the right is trying to do to create this sort of anti-woke culture. And so it's not a political stunt. And NAACP has been around for over 100 years, fighting for social equality, fighting for civil rights. And I just think that this is something that they brought to light. And I think people need to be very aware that this is going on in Florida. And some of this is going on in Georgia as well.
But as Brian, as you noted, free publicity for DeSantis, who again is set to launch his 2024 presidential campaign today.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not going to in any way do anything but help his campaign.
It is going to help him with his Republicans. But let me be very clear. I think America is a better place than what he's describing. And I think you have to just look at the facts and the trend here. Governor DeSantis is in an all-out war to basically try to rewrite history. He has put forth legislation to stop Black history being taught in AP classes in Florida. And so
I don't think the anti-woke message is going to work in a general election either. At the same time, I don't think the left's identity politics is going to work in a general election. And that's what this is. This is both sides going to their corners.
Yeah, I slightly disagree with it. I think that the biggest problem that DeSantis has right now is a race to the right to see how more radical or how more divisive you can be other than the former president, Donald Trump. But I want to applaud NAACP for doing their research. This was well documented. And these are things that they're not making up. These are actions that are actually going on state legislature and being led by this governor in Florida right now.
Support comes from Grady Health Foundation, presenting Move for Grady Saturday, April 27th, featuring a family-friendly bike ride through Atlanta's in-town neighborhoods. There's a ride, run, or walk distance for everyone, benefiting Grady Health System. More at moveforgrady.com.
You love free, and at Ameris Bank, so do we. That's why we're proud to offer worry-free, hassle-free Ameris Bank free checking. Manage your money your way with convenient access to digital, mobile, and telephone banking, all with no monthly service fee or minimum balance requirements. At Ameris Bank, we're with you. For more information or to open an account, visit our local bankers in person or online at amerisbank.com/free checking. Other fees such as overdraft fees may apply. Ameris Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here at home, a couple of our leaders are being called out, not by Florida and not by the NAACP, but by Russia. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and former Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms landed on this list of Americans banned from going to Russia in the future. What are your immediate thoughts on that? Is it hogwash? Brian?
Well, I'll start there. And I think it's fantastic for Brad Raffensperger, right? He continues to be blessed by the enemies who choose him, you know? And he always looks like the bigger person, the better person, the one with integrity and commitment to democracy and the rule of law. And this is just one more example of it for them to pick him, you know, out of the 330 million of us. Shows he must be doing something right. I loved his comments over the weekend. He responded fairly quickly after Russia did this ban, saying, "While I was unaware of my anti-Russian activities, I fully accept the verdict of Russia, particularly considering that its commitment to the rule of law and free speech and justice speaks for itself." I thought that was a fantastic response. Got him some a little bit of national coverage. His picture was in the New York Times.
Yeah.
So once again, Brad Raffensperger gets targeted and comes out ahead.
Yeah, he handled it well. What are your thoughts, Darren?
Yeah, I doubt very seriously that former Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and former White House senior advisor is probably planning to go to Russia anytime soon anyway. But I'm going to be very careful what I say on this podcast, Lisa, because we all know that Russia has infiltrated our technology systems over here in the U.S. And so while there were a lot of other people on that list that I'm sure were like Raffensperger, they're going to use it as a political way to try to create a better identity for him with his party, I do think that it was just very interesting that this list was released now. And I think that Americans, we just got to continue to watch this hostile sort of government that's being run by their Russian leader. But ultimately, I think, a lot of politicians are having fun with it. But I do think that Russia is still a very, very big threat to our democracy here in the U.S.
Quickly, how do both of you rate Governor Kemp's trip to Israel recently? I know it was for economic development, but it looked more presidential to some. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would say this. When I saw the picture of the governor and being with the leaders of Israel, Netanyahu and others, I think, look, that's what a governor is supposed to do. I mean, they're supposed to be on trade trips to talk about economic development. However, Lisa, it's the timing. I mean, it was right when there was articles being written, whether or not former campaign manager, Bobby Cipriano, y'all talked about this last week, went to run a super PAC for Mike Pence. Will Governor Kemp actually run for president? Could he be a potential VP nominee? And so I think that the governor is focusing on Georgia and trying to make sure that things are going on right here. But also, it definitely looked very, very presidential, and he could definitely continue to expand on his domestic experience, particularly when it comes to foreign affairs.
Brian, you have to agree, right?
No, I do totally agree. The images that we're seeing coming back are striking and strong for the governor. He looks like a leader standing there with Netanyahu on an international stage. And that's just if he's looking at running for president, which I continue to doubt that he is. But if he has future aspirations in Georgia, this is also something that's politically good with an important constituency in Georgia. We have a large Jewish community here, many of whom have a strong tie to the state of Israel. Today, it's early here, but afternoon in Israel, he was in Beersheba looking at cybersecurity facilities. And of course, Georgia has the cybersecurity U.S. Army facility there in Augusta and state infrastructure on cybersecurity around it. So an opportunity for economic partnership and cooperation and development. And that's just one example of the type of industry he's targeting while he's over there.
Brian Robinson, Theron Johnson, thank you so much for this edition of Political Breakfast. We'll do it again next week.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you donated to WABE yet? I know you've heard us talking about why it's important, but it doesn't have to be this big decision. You can give at whatever amount fits your budget. It can be a spur-of-the-moment thing. You already get so much out of public radio, so just go for it. Visit wabe.org/donate and become a member right now. And thank you.